At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, it is the Lombardi Line as we welcome you back on a Monday. Hope you had a nice weekend to the dads. Hope you had a nice Father's Day as we get it going here. We've got the draft coming up later this week. Of course, you got Game 3 Stanley Cup Final coming up tonight in Tampa Bay, where I will say Wes Reynolds sitting in for Michael Lombardi. The barn down in Tampa is going to be off the charts today. We'll get to the hockey game in just a bit. Can I convince you on a team total today, which first pitch in about 10 minutes, and that is the Miami Marlins and your New York Mets. Of course, the total on the game is 8.5. I'm going to stay away from that. Mm-hmm. I bet it earlier today, 4.5 on the Mets team total over even money. You know, I'm a little titillated by that even money on the over 4.5. But take a look. Two subpar pitchers. Trevor Rogers is a lefty. The Mets mash everybody. They are your over team this year in Major League Baseball. In his last, eight or more runs scored in each of his last six starts, that being Rogers. Also, mm-hmm. David Peterson on the bump for the Mets, by the way, 8 or more runs scored in each of his past six starts. But two below average pitchers, especially Rogers, if you take a look at his metrics, really trending in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. 14 runs played it in game one of this series, 5 in game two, and then 8 yesterday with two studs on the bump with Miami and the Mets. I targeted the team total coming up here in about 9 minutes. Mets over 4.5. Wes Reynolds, what you say?
Yeah, I can't disagree with that, actually. Even though, you know, you look at the metrics and you think maybe there's going to be some positive regression for Trevor Rogers, but maybe those of us that are thinking that are looking back to see if we're going to get the 2021 Trevor Rogers, which we have not gotten at all this year. 12 starts this year, 3-5, 5.87 ERA, 1.64 on the whip. That is walks and hits per innings pitched. 8 or more runs, as you said, scored in each of his past 6 starts. But you just look also, even if Rogers is better today, yes, the bullpen.
It's terrible.
Yeah, 26th in league ERA, 30th just not very good. Over the last 10 contests, the Marlins given up just under 5 a game, 4.8 runs per game. So that's probably the way I would play it, actually. I think that's a smart play by you to go ahead with the team total, because it's now gone to 8.5. Usually you don't like to chase the steam overall in the total, but oftentimes what you'll find are these derivative markets. You know, the total moves, but you don't always see, like, the team total move with it. It's like, you know, when you get a game total that moves, whether it's basketball or football, the first half or the first quarter, mm-hmm. they're slower to move on those because not as many people. It's easy for them to get by because not as many bettors are betting those. So the team total, if you like the over, probably going to be a little bit slower to move more often than not than obviously the full game total.
And you mentioned the Marlins' pen, which is just a disgrace because this offense is terrible. The pen is terrible, but the starting pitching
is usually really good for this team. I mean, Alcantara, another great outing yesterday, goes 8 strong in Citi Field. And I think Pablo Lopez has been good. I bet him a lot as a dog and cash more tickets than not with this guy because that's the reason why sometimes these guys are dogs, even though these pitchers are so good, is because this team just doesn't have consistent power.
No, they don't.
And the Marlins are a team that's got to win a lot of games 3-2. You're not going to see them win a lot of 8-7 type of games, you know, slugfest. So I think you're probably on the right track there. And usually in day games, I think we're more want to go to the under, but showing the movement on the over shows that I think you're going to get a lot of runs scored this afternoon.
And half of baseball fans will call him Alcantara, half will say Alcantara, but he is now your NL Cy Young Award winning betting favorite at 2-1 in the NL. Musgrove 3.5-1, Corbin Burnes sitting 5-1. What's interesting about this is Alcantara was your third betting favorite in the market yesterday before his start. I believe closer to 5-1 with Musgrove being mm-hmm. your favorite, who's now dropped the second betting favorite in the NL. Any thoughts with Alcantara, Musgrove, and Burnes? Those three. And then you go Rodon at 7.5-1. But like I said, this has been a historic run for the Marlins starter.
Well, Friday night, I almost gave Derek Stevens down there at Circa a heart attack when I saw coming across the Twitter machine. He was on with us for a segment, and it said Joe Musgrove to the IL. It was reported by the Associated Press. So I was like, IL. And then a minute later, they corrected it to the COVID IL.
Yes.
So there's no injury for Joe Musgrove, but I saw IL brought that up to Derek, and he got a little nervous with some Cy Young bets and also the fact that they have a relationship with the San Diego Padres in terms of a sponsorship agreement and whatnot. So Musgrove not going to be out for that long. Maybe he's going to miss a start at most,
yep,
being on that COVID IL list. So Musgrove has been tremendous, and really the Padres have been tremendous. Now we'll see how long that injury is going to happen for Manny Machado, because he did go out with that ankle injury. It is not a fracture, apparently.
No.
Apparently it is just a sprain, but it looked like it was going to be much worse, because I've been marveling at the Padres, because it's like, now they're finally getting it done. This is the team we thought we were going to see last year, right?
That's right.
Because, you know, early in the season, though, I think you could sense last year early on it was not going to end well for the Padres, simply because they were burning that bullpen. Jace Tingler, the old manager, it's like these guys were dead by about August, that bullpen, and you knew they were going to be out of the race. But now you add Bob Melvin, terrific manager. And I think that's going to make a difference just in a few wins and losses there. And the fact that this team's been healthy, the fact that these starters also have been going deeper into games. Darvish has been going deeper. Musgrove's been going deeper. The kid Mackenzie Gore, I think, has been very good. So this starting rotation's been awesome, but got to stay healthy. You know, whenever I think they're going to get Tatis back relatively soon.
We think.
Yeah,
that's been covert.
But we thought about that for a couple weeks now. So hopefully for their sake, Machado is not out too long, because Padres are hanging right in there with the Dodgers.
The x-rays were good coming back on Machado. You mentioned they expected much worse. I will say this. You mentioned the upgrade in managers. That clubhouse couldn't stand Tingler, and in particular, the pitchers had an issue with him. He has an abrasive personality.
Burning out their arms.
He was killing them. He was pulling a Dusty Baker from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Tingler, now Melvin there. Melvin's a stud. He's going to be fine. By the way, San Diego, Darvish hosting Arizona, and Davies on the bump. Darvish opened right around a $2 favorite, $1.99. Actually, we've seen that number come back the other way with San Diego now, $1.65, $1.70 favorite. The market's varied on this one. You see it. We can throw up the board on the D-backs, the Snakes, and the Padres. What's interesting about the Diamondbacks is they don't hit for an average, but they hit for power. It's a very confounding team, this Snakes
mm-hmm.
team.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of this movement, too, is predicated on the fact that Machado not likely
Absolutely.
To go, obviously, tonight. We know Tatis is out indefinitely with that wrist. Will Myers still on the injured list. So you've got three primary bats in your lineup on the injured list. And the Diamondbacks, you know, they've been pretty plucky this year. I know they're not going to contend in that monster division with those two teams, and also the Giants still 9 games over 500. But 32-36 for a really rebuilding team, I think, is very respectable for Arizona. But money's starting to come in. I think the price maybe got adjusted before it got bet. I think 175 was the opener. I know Matt Youmans likes the Diamondbacks tonight, but now down getting a little bit lower than 150, I feel like I'm kind of late to take the Snakes tonight.
Yep, may want to hold off. Now, I just want to throw at you AL Cy Young numbers. The market right now, and we're going to talk about the Rays hosting the Yankees coming up later, a great pitching matchup with Cole on the bump for the Pinstripes, and then Shane McClanahan, who has been ridiculous this year for the Rays. He right now in the AL is your betting favorite at 3.5 to 1. Verlander, remember, Verlander kids is a guy that's won an MVP and the AL Cy Young in the same year, which is insane. He's 4 to 1. Nestor Cortez, 6 to 1. Of those three, 3.5 to 1, does that feel short? Or are you good with that number on McClanahan?
Yeah, I think it's about right. And by the way, McClanahan is going to go tonight against Gerrit Cole. We talked about that game briefly with Will Hill, so I'll go ahead and just get mine in on that one. I do like the Rays tonight as a dog, and I think you're going to get close to about 120 in the market, mainly because the Yankees had that streak snapped yesterday, 9-game winning streak. And oftentimes, and I know Dave Tooley, if you read the daily columns at VSiN.com daily, does his Tooley's takes and, you know, updates on the family life. I think they took the kids camping
at the compound.
Or something. Yeah, at the compound at Tooley Manor there. So updating on their Father's Day doings yesterday, but also does talk about when teams get their streak snapped. And I think he termed it anti-swagger play. That's a great term from Dooley there. But you know, that maybe this is a spot for the Tampa Bay Rays tonight and getting about 120. And look, the Rays, I think, do need a good series here very shortly. 36-30 on the year. Look, still solid, playing good baseball. But you're all of a sudden 13 games back of the New York Yankees before even the All-Star break. So Shane McClanahan, look, one of the favorites, as you mentioned, to take home the Cy Young, 184 ERA, 318 on the xFIP, 45% ground ball percentage this season. So, look, he's got to go against this power lineup against left-handed pitching. Aaron Judge, Gio Stanton, Josh Donaldson, Rizzo, Gallo, Torres, all pretty good hitters against left-handed pitching, as is Higashioka, who's got 4 home runs in the month of June, 2 of them against left-handed pitchers. But McClanahan has faced the Yankees twice already this season. He's only given up 2 earned runs in 12 innings. So I think he's got it figured out. And Gerrit Cole, whose numbers are very good, so I don't have long-term concern for Gerrit Cole. But last time he did pitch on the road, he got rocked by the Minnesota Twins a couple weeks ago. I think gave up like 5 home runs. So, you know, he clearly, I think, is more comfortable pitching at the stadium than he is on the road, at least in the short term.
You mentioned the Rays, who are just 2-7 over their last 9. They lost 3 straight series. The Yanks swept them last week. The Orioles, how about the Twins as well? It's not an explosive offense. I will say, what are they, 25th? And run scored. No Franco, no Brandon Lowe for them tonight. The under is 5-2 their last 7. Cole has dominated this Rays team, 0.75 ERA, 7 hits, 12 innings pitched. But McClanahan is also, he's just a ridiculous weapon, and he's pitched well against the Yankees. Can I titillate you? Can I tease you, Wes, on that under 6.5 tonight?
You perhaps could, because, oh, by the way, King and Holmes did not pitch yesterday for the Yankees, so at least they've got a little depth in that bullpen if Gerrit Cole gets in a little trouble early.
I was just trying to get a cosign from you because I already bet it.
Okay. Well, I'm not against you.
So what's
a half endorsement?
I was just trying to get a cosign to make me feel better about myself.
I wouldn't bet the over. I'll say that.
Okay. I teased it. An absolutely unreal tweet from Wes Reynolds is next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, it's the VSiN Summer Special. We were just talking about how excited we were for the month of July here at the network. For only $19, shout to Wes Reynolds. You get everything VSiN has to offer from now until the end of July. You can sign up today and you get VSiN's daily best bets, including Adam Burke's daily Major League Baseball bets, NFL preseason coverage. Also, you get McNeil with through the Stanley Cup Final as well. Premium articles on golf, UFC, USFL, NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features a daily best bets email, which comes right to your inbox, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, that's worth the $19. And use of our betting tools, including updated splits every 10 minutes at VSiN.com. All through July 31st for $19. It's insane. It's less than $20, people. Get on it. It's VSiN.com/summer. That's VSiN.com/summer. As we welcome you back here on the Lombardi Line, I'm Patrick Maher. He is Wes Reynolds, filling in for Michael Lombardi. Michael's been getting loose on his Twitter, MLombardi NFL on social. And I just want to tell America, I think it's American Airlines. I don't want to get it wrong here, but you're on the list. Michael Lombardi was going off on somebody. When he wasn't tweeting about Hemingway, he was getting after the airlines. And M. Lombardi, nobody's better.
That's a dangerous place to be, as you know, to get sideways with,
yes,
Michael.
Yes, it certainly is. And speaking of Twitter, I bring up Lombardi's Twitter account because another must follow on Twitter is at VSiN Live. But after you follow us, you can follow Wes Reynolds at WesReynolds1 on Twitter, and you can see the dapper picture when we had picture day here at VSiN. I see that as part of your profile. You look very good. But here's the tweet from Wes Reynolds. This is 33 minutes ago. During a segment, I saw him preparing it. Forgot that the Westminster Dog Show is tomorrow and Wednesday. I used to hate it when it would preempt Monday Night Raw. Now I watch the Dog Show and hardly ever watch Raw anymore. See, now this is, and my dad's a big Raw guy, so I always hear about it when I talk to him. But when I think of just somebody that goes hard on the wrestling, I think of you. You don't own a dog. I do, so I get into Westminster. But there is something. I was at a bar once in L.A. where all of a sudden Westminster was on, and it was like the Super Bowl was on television. Mm-hmm. People were dialed into this.
All the people out in West Hollywood walking their dogs. And
those are facts. Now, question for you. What's going on here? Are we fading from the wrestling scene and getting into the dog scene? This tweet has me alarmed, Wes Reynolds.
I don't know. I mean, I remember when the Westminster Dog Show, I believe it's now on Fox Sports 1.
It is.
Used to be on USA in the 90s, and then they would always do this, like, graphic where it's like, we're preempted this week, and they'd have some picture of the dog with the Monday Night Raw logo, like, you know, we're not going to be here next week. And I always used to be like, oh no, it's the dog show. But now I actually watch the Westminster Dog Show, and I'm more entertained and amused by that than I am by Monday Night Raw. But by the way, doings in WWE, some things going on at the top level,
yes,
apparently,
sir,
at the World Wrestling Entertainment there in Stamford, Connecticut. So that'll be funny, the mashing nations, where it's like, that company, by the way, Patrick, has never been less popular but never made more money, because everything is about TV content. Everything is about the TV contract,
yes,
now. And they make so much money on those two TV shows on USA Network and also on Fox on Friday night that it's like, they don't have to be like a cutting edge or a really creatively good product. they're making so much money on TV, and then plus getting those couple paychecks for those two shows a year from the Saudis as well.
You may have tipped your hand a little bit at Wes Reynolds 1. It appears your team Beagle, because I do see you've retweeted.
I just happen to see that picture.
It is a precocious Beagle, but is that the way you're going to be leaning here in the market, Beagle?
I don't know. I tend to like, I mean, I had a Doberman pincher when I was little. The Dobermans never win. I always like the Golden Retrievers, but it's always those like furry foo-foo dogs that win the Westminster Dog Show, like the poodle, you know, with the poofy, you know, circular round tail.
Yes,
and
you're
whatnot.
You're right about
it's
that.
It's always those type of dogs that win, and it's like, how did that dog win and not that great-looking German Shepherd?
See, he's passionate.
That great Golden Retriever, you know? You know, the funny, like, more sporty dogs, because that's what they do now at the dog show. They have those athletic competitions where they're, like, running the obstacle course. And you know, it's kind of adorable when all of a sudden they miss an obstacle and then the trainer has to say, no, go back this way. And the crowd's encouraging these dogs there at the Westminster Dog Show where they have this the event. But yeah, it's never the dog that I want, nevertheless, Patrick.
At least when you're watching the Westminster Dog Show, I think it's the caretakers. I think it's the dog owners that run the dogs around the track.
Yes.
At least those people don't seem overly into it or psychotic.
Well,
I'm just playing. They're very psychotic.
Well, and one of the things, too, and I'm not making fun of anybody's size. I'm a more largely proportioned individual. But it's always like this really huge dude that's carrying this little sporty dog. I was like, how does this fat dude keep up with that little fat this little fast dog, you know, just going to run him all around the ring.
No Monday Night Raw, because the Westminster Dog Show is in town, and he's Team Beagle. Wes Reynolds won on Twitter. Okay, we transition. I just had to get that in there. That was a tweet that popped up during the show, and I was just like, Wes is getting loose. Okay, Colorado-Tampa Bay. So let's get into this. 14-2 for Colorado in the postseason so far. I mean, it's just they outscored the Lightning 11-3. To take a 2-0 series lead. Of course, you're going to hear, you have to hear about it with the Lightning down 0-2 to the Rangers, four straight wins, and they found themselves in the Stanley Cup final. But Colorado, you take a look deeper into the numbers here, Wes. They outshot Tampa Bay 68-39. They have such a balanced scoring attack. They were 3-of-7 on the power play, perfect 6-for-6 in the penalty kill, so they've been just awesome. Kadri did fly with the team to Tampa. I don't think he's going to play with that broken hand. Burakovsky is actually banged up for Colorado, but it hasn't seemed to matter. Now, they do go to Tampa Bay, where it's a cool barn that's kind of built right into the city, and they're really into the Lightning. They're 7-1, the Lightning, at home this postseason. The last time they lost at home, I think it was to Toronto, Game 3, Round 1. I'm not going to say Kemper's been better than Vasilevsky, but because if you look at Vasilevsky and his expected goals, it's a little over 6, so he's been better than what is expected, but you do expect more from a modern day Patrick Waugh, or you know, pick an old school goaltender. This is interesting because yesterday plenty of shops had Colorado favored, and now you're seeing essentially we've got it listed as the Lightning $1.20 favorite and the Avs coming back the other way even, but this number's kind of been toggling back and forth with the two teams, Wes.
Yeah, and I mean, no surprise, at least, that Tampa Bay, despite the disparate results we've seen in the first couple games, that they're at least getting enough support where it's pretty even. I think it's about minus 110. I know minus 120 where we are here at the South Point, but let's call it a market average of about minus 110.
Yep.
It's not necessarily a surprise because, look, this is the two-time defending, or these are, rather, the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions. It's like, this team's got too good of a culture to get swept, right? Like, they're going to get beat. Like, they're going to lose this series, and I thought that they were even beforehand. What I wanted was Tampa Bay to win game one in Colorado and then come in and lay Colorado for the series price. Those plans unfortunately didn't happen, but I don't really know what to do with the side because it is hard for me necessarily to go against this Avalanche team, even though I think they're much better at home, because look, the altitude
absolutely
does matter.
Good point.
And I think for a Tampa Bay team, you know, because they're not in the Western Conference, so it's not like, you know, when Calgary comes in or the Vegas Golden Knights come into Colorado where they're a lot more used to it, playing them more frequently in Denver. But, you know, I think that could have affected Tampa Bay. So I'm going to stay away from the side, though. And I did play the total, though, at under 6, and it's basically minus 120 most places in the market, even some minus 125. So this is getting hit a little bit this morning, as we talked about with Thomas Gable. Tampa Bay's only chance, I think, is to try to, you know, to do what they do, and that's, you know, pay the price, blocking shots, and then the ones that get through the vase, he's got to stop. Now, he hasn't been able to do that, and, you know, and it's not because just Colorado has been getting a lot of shots. They've been getting a lot of free runs to the net. And Tampa Bay and Hedman and those guys, they got to be more aggressive, and they got to be able to stop that. I think that they will tonight, so I think that this is going to be a lower-scoring game. Now, Tampa Bay can't do, like, totally what they did and absorb all this pressure, you know, like they did against the Rangers, because we know the Rangers on 5-on-5 couldn't hardly score.
No.
Now, when they got on the power play, they could. They were one of the best in the league. But, you know, for Tampa Bay, you can't take dumb penalties. You already know you're up against it, against this offensive juggernaut. But I think Tampa Bay, you know, absorbs a little pressure, attacks the neutral zone, you know, make the Avalanche chip and chase a little bit more. Don't let them go just up and down the ice, because you're not going to outskate this team. You got to try to make them chip and chase, and really that'll slow down the hockey game, I think, and lead to an under tonight.
No disrespect to the Blue Shirts. They very much aren't the Colorado Avalanche.
No, Tampa Bay, I mean, they could just, you know, just sit out there and block shots, and it's like, okay, we'll let you have the puck 60% of the time. You're not going to score. You do that against Colorado, you've obviously seen the result of that through two games.
Bet MGM splits. John Ewing coming in. You're going to be happy with your under, because 78% of the bets on the over, 65% of the handle on the over six. So you like to see that coming back the other way.
Yeah, bettors are going to bet what they see last. I mean,
absolutely,
we see that in all these playoff series and whatnot. And look, it's like, well, one team got seven the last time, so surely we're going to get over six here in game three. I don't think so. I think this is going to be a 3-2 game, but don't ask me to pick the side, because I have no idea.
Well, the side right now, 67% of the bets over at BetMGM on the Avs, no surprise, 69% of the handle. Yet we're seeing the splits over there at BetMGM, 110 up and down with the Avs and Lightning. Coming up next here on the Lombardi Line, our buddy Josh Applebaum joins.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, it's the Lombardi Line as we welcome you back here. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. It's good to see Wes Reynolds sitting next to me, because we couldn't get the door open. So it was going to be a situation.
Yeah, is that our way? I don't know if they have a feed here at the South Point for the maintenance folks, by the way. We do have a glass door. We have two glass doors in our little glass petri dish here at the South Point. One of them getting stuck, so we need some grease, or we need some Armor All on this doorstop or something to loosen this bad boy up.
You didn't bring your WD-40
to work? I did not bring my WD-40.
Josh Applebaum handed out a WNBA winner for me last night. We worked together on the Lombardi Line. We welcome him. He is the author of The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Market Insights is his pod. And, of course, with Pritch, Betting Across America later today. More importantly, Minnesota-Las Vegas easily flies over the posted total of 173.5. That's a good job by you, bro.
I appreciate it, Patrick and Wes. It's great to see you, my man. And yeah, Patrick, I want to know, how was the game? I've never been to a WNBA game. We do have the Connecticut Sun, only about, you know, 45 an hour from me here down in Connecticut. But Patrick, big winner to the over. Were you the one screaming, push the pace, shoot the three, foul and one? Was that you in the crowd?
If I had to use one word to describe the WNBA game I went to, lit. It was no, but you know what? I was way into it for a multitude of reasons. And one, Becky Hammon means business when she's walking up and down the wood.
She's changed that team, by the way, because if you watched the Aces last year, Lane Beer, you know, who was a very good coach,
yeah,
but he liked to work it a little bit more in the paint. He was very old school and had an old school mentality. And Becky Hammon was like, you know what? What I learned in San Antonio, I'm going to bring what I learned on the bench with Popovich in the NBA and spread the floor.
Yep.
And shoot a bunch of threes, and that's what they do, and they finally got the girls to go ahead and make them.
Well, what's interesting about that, I was sitting with a friend who I promised her I'd go, and I was talking about the Stephization of basketball. Well, it has trickled to the WNBA. There's a lot of kids. There's a lot of spacing, a lot of driving kicks. Now, the WNBA, you will see a little bit more of a post-up game because there are girls that have a major size advantage, but a lot of it, as Wes just illustrated perfectly, Becky Hammon's got this team slashing to the basket, kicking out to open three-point shooters, and it was a good product. It was a great crowd. It really was. I enjoyed myself. And our resident expert with the WNBA is Danielle Alvari, which you can also find her podcast, beeson.com/podcast. But I did want to start with thanking you for that play, my friend.
Oh, you're very welcome, Patrick. And again, you know, they don't always win. So, you know, if we lose, we'll just pour it out, pretend it didn't happen. But I think it's really important here, Patrick. You know, when you look at the WNBA, you got to kind of treat it as a different sport a little bit, because, you know, me as a contrarian, I like looking at percentages, going, you know, looking at situations I can bet against the public. We talk about this all the time, but, you know, WNBA, throw away really the contrarian percentages, betting against the public. There really isn't enough public to go against. Mm-hmm. But to your point, Patrick, and what I've really been grinding on is these like steam moves, because when you see these lines move in the WNBA, you got to think to yourself, who's really getting down hard betting these big amounts? It's people who, like Daniel Alvari, people who know the sport, who've modeled the sport, who see value in one side or the other and are pushing the number. So to your point, Patrick, that total yesterday to the over that you hit, if you look at the over in the WNBA this year, it's about 54%. It's slightly profitable. But if you see at least a point rise to the over is about 64%. So pay attention to those line moves. Not everyone will win, but they're notable because, again, it's people betting and moving numbers who know what they're doing with the WNBA.
Yeah, it's such a small market, by the way, in terms of betting the WNBA. So usually, more often than not, to Josh's point, these are people, whether they're sharp or not, at least they're regular WNBA bettors who do follow it and follow the sport and follow the market. So always be careful about that.
Can I just follow up quickly on to what you just said, Wes? And there are these bets are going to be limited, but like, for example, a professional that we all know, and Scott Spritzer, they will take advantage. Like, new bettors are like, why are they talking WNBA? Because they will grind out a pretty sizable profit, because it's a market that's also neglected is not the word I've used, but it's not as focused on as other markets, obviously.
Right, and like another example, you get a rare market right now. There may be a handful of people that I know that bet college baseball like during the regular season, but now we got the College World Series up. By the way, we're going to have a game in about a half hour, elimination Stanford and Auburn at the College World Series in Omaha. But when you talk about steam, be careful about the steam, though, because look, the steam in the College World Series has not been getting there.
No.
You've seen these unders get like smashed by a run and a half or two runs, because we know in past years it's hard to hit a ball out in Omaha at Charles Schwab Field there. So, that's why you see them get bet to the enter. And all these games get steamed to the enter, and I think maybe only one or two of them have hit so far on the under. So, you're seeing these moves like today, like Stanford. We're already seeing like a 40-cent move against Auburn. So a lot of these favorites have been getting bet. We saw it with Texas yesterday against Texas A&M. Longhorns got sent home, but they did get the money yesterday, but they're not advancing.
Do you have a play today, College World Series?
I do not as of yet. I think I'm going to go with the Razorbacks, though. They are playing Ole Miss tonight in the late game, 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. About 115 minus 120. Ole Miss has been kind of a hot team going in, but I think Arkansas just has the deeper staff.
It just, you watch college baseball, and I went to South Carolina, so it's big down there, Josh and Wes, and you just hear, you go to a game, all you hear is ping, ping, ping. It's wild, the contrast from the majors. Okay, a good game down in Tampa today. McClanahan, who is your NL Cy Young Award betting favorite right now, the lefty's been awesome for Tampa Bay. Cole on the bump for the Yankees. Josh, I'm on the under here. Which way are you going?
So I'll root for your under, Patrick. 6.5. It is juiced up under a little bit. And again, Patrick, you did get your Detroit over yesterday, which was nice too as well. And your Tigers won another one. So you're riding hot, my man, here. Let's keep it rolling. I would say, again, under 6.5. You know, the one thing I look at, you know, good pitching matchup, obviously, Cole and McClanahan. But look at these domes, closed roof stadiums. Ball doesn't really travel as much. You see unders tick up about 2% from a, you know, outdoor stadium to a dome or closed roof. What I'm looking at here, guys, is the Yankees. Now, if you look at yesterday, this is a game we talked about yesterday, Patrick. Huge move to the Yankees. They had an 8-3 lead. They were kind of rolling there against Toronto. They blew it. That was probably their worst loss of the year. You lose 10-9. You're going to bounce back today. I think that's a really good team. Maybe that gets you motivated a little bit, trying to win today. Line was going in your favor. Yankees open around minus 115, minus 120, very short favorite. Then all up close to around minus 130. We know, in particular, these road favorites in baseball, 233 and 140, 62%. Also, if you look at a favorite off a loss who made the playoffs last year, so you're expected to win, you're off a loss, you want to bounce back, and you're a good, you know, postseason team from the previous year, 132 and 66, 67%, 10% ROI. Favorite low total, correlative betting, you get want to be on that favorite if it's a low total. If your amount of expected run scored, more likely, not a guarantee, but more likely comes from the better team. And the Yankees, they're 16-2 their last 18. Tampa struggled a bit, 2-7 their last 9. And the Yankees are 5-2 head-to-head against Tampa. So to me, Patrick, A little bit of movement here toward Cole, but also a value play on the best team in baseball, sub 130. I'll lay it with the Yankees today.
Speaking of that other New York team, I think you've already got a run on the board for your team total over with New York Mets.
You,
however, you do have the bases loaded here, two outs, so it'd be nice to clear that here early on. But Trevor Rogers absolutely struggling here already at 24 pitches, so see if McNeil can drive a couple in
right now. If I get three and get to that bullpen, I'll feel comfortable.
Yeah, because I don't want to mush it here. It's like, man, this seems like they should get a bunch of runs, and there we go, line out to left, so I probably already did. Just one run for the Mets here in the first
stanza. Thanks, Wes. Thanks for nothing.
I apologize.
you're absolutely fine. I feel comfortable with that play. Over 4.5 team total Mets early game today. Next one up for you, my man, Josh. You're going to lay it with the Brewers tonight.
I am, Patrick. And this one jumped out to me because both these teams, you know, it is a divisional game, NL Central. They're both 38-30. Milwaukee's playing a little bit better. They had a tough streak here, but they've won three of their last four of their last five. Cardinals dropped 2-3 at Boston. This is one of those plays where just this move jumped out to me. Like, you consider these teams, a lot of people would, you know, kind of relatively even. So just take the dog, take the plus money. But the Brew Crew are getting hit today, guys. Corbin Burns on the bump. The Brewers with Corbin Burns, their last, his last seven starts, they're 5-2. The open around -150, you're up to -165. So good move in favor of Milwaukee. Brewers have been great against right-handed pitchers here. They're 28-17 against righties. You also look at some of these, you know, home road and dog splits. Milwaukee, 32-23 as a favorite. St. Louis, 13-18 as a dog. I'm going to lay with Milwaukee here. Another favorite low total. Give me the Brew Crew in this one, guys.
Josh, want to get the hockey in the final 90 seconds here. Game 3, Tampa Bay down 2-0, up against it at home. And -110-ish, -115, small favorite on the Lightning. Total at 6, but getting a little bet to the under. What do you have for this evening?
So, Wes, I'm not excited about it. I feel terrible about it, but give me the Tampa Bay Lightning here, guys. One thing that's notable to me, Patrick, if you look at these betting percentages, 70% of bets are on the Avs. And again, how do you not take the Avs? They're fantastic. You just blew out, you know, Tampa Bay 7-0 over the weekend. You're up to a -650 favorite on the series price, almost a 90% implied probability that you win this series. But from a data-driven standpoint, guys, 70% of bets are on Colorado. But this game opened, Tampa Bay, very short, -110 home favorite. They're up to -115, -120. They even got down to 105 and went back up to -110. So looks like liability is here on Tampa a little bit. Burakovsky is hurt. He didn't travel for the Avs. So you are down one good player there. We also look at some of these system matches. Playoff favorites at home. Very slight favorite Tampa Bay, but they're 42-18, 70% overall. Remember, Tampa went down 0-2 to the Rangers, came back and got back in that series and won that series. So I'm going to take Tampa, and guys, maybe you hold your nose and lean under. It's juiced up under 6, only 20% bets, but almost 50% money on the under tonight.
Josh, I just saw in your notes NBA and the draft and the number one overall pick. We were going to come back and discuss. Do you want to hang out with us?
I'd love to, guys. Okay. Yeah, keep me around a bit. Yeah.
Okay, don't go anywhere. And congratulations on your Red Sox in that play as well yesterday. Josh has a play on the Sox today as well. We'll get to that next here on the Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle.
So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, Santos was just asking me during the break, did I collect my BetMGM reward points? And I told him yes, and you can too. Every wager you bet over at BetMGM, whether it's online or with the app, you get points. Like a credit card, it's a loyalty program. Redeemable for online bonuses converted into comps at MGM Resorts nationwide. So check it out. It's a wonderful loyalty program. Nobody does it better than the king of sportsbooks, BetMGM. Got to be 21 years or older, 1-800-GAMBLER if you have an issue. He is Wes Reynolds. I'm Patrick Maher. This is the Lombardi Line. Michael Lombardi back on Thursday. Hope you had a nice weekend. Our buddy Josh Applebaum is hanging out with us for another segment because we're going to talk about the NBA draft, which is coming up on Thursday. Before we do, we were having a very enlightening conversation about hair metal during the break. The question for you, Josh, can you name two hair metal bands? Now, Wes Reynolds and I are kind of the same age, so we grew up with this. You're younger than us. This is a test. Two hair metal bands.
Oh, man, this is tough. Jesus, you guys put me on the spot. Let me say Guns N' Roses. Does that count?
Kind of.
Fair. Yes.
Well, accept it.
One more.
Okay.
That's a good one. More, that's a good one. Sweet Child of Mine, Josh Applebaum.
Does Aerosmith count?
No.
No.
Okay.
Can't give
See,
me
I'm 35.
One.
I'm showing my age, okay. Guys. I'm sorry. This is before my time.
We'll each give you a band, and you tell us if you've heard of this band.
Okay.
I'll go first. Poison.
Yes, I've heard of Poison. Yep.
Def Leppard.
Pour Some Sugar on Me. Is that it, Patrick?
Yes.
That's Def Leppard, yes.
No, that's okay. Def Leppard. Poison.
Poison is every
Unskinny
rose
bop.
Has, every rose has its thorn.
Unskinny. Okay. Bop, 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 bop. Josh, question for you. Your boy was hanging out at Fenway. Who was it that was swinging Sweet Caroline?
Neil Diamond
was there.
He was there, at Fenway Park.
You do have kind of an old soul. I think the audience would like to know, what kind of music when you're just driving around in the whip by yourself do you listen to?
I go through it all, Patrick. I mean, my core is like, you know, Blink 182 and like, you know, high school. That's kind of what I would rock. But, you know, Wilco's my favorite band nowadays. I do like some rap here and there. I'm all over the place. But we might see Patrick Post Malone at the TD Garden, me and Elise, upcoming this fall. So I'm a bit of a Post Malone fan nowadays.
Josh Applebaum being a postie came out of left field.
We are better now for having this conversation. Did you see what I did there, Post Malone?
Yes,
a little
thank
bit?
You.
Ooh, I like
well
it.
Done.
Josh brought up Blink, too, because we were talking about the Colorado Avalanche. And did you see on Saturday night at the Ball Arena in Denver, they were singing All the Small Things in unison. I did not know that was a
That's
thing,
their thing. Yeah.
In Colorado. Ooh. Like Edmonton had La Bamba is kind of their thing.
That's
like
right.
Everybody has their song. Remember the Blues had Gloria.
Yes,
Laura
that was great.
And it was like, that's the weirdest song ever to play as like a goal song or a victory song. But St. Louis figured it out and won a Stanley Cup, maybe in part because of it.
Wilco did not surprise me. Post Malone surprised me. And if you had even money on Widespread Panic, Josh Applebaum being a fan of Widespread, I think you would have cast.
Josh like, seems my to like a little indie rock,
yes,
too.
Yes.
You
yeah,
know,
yeah,
very
yeah.
eclectic taste in music.
Yeah, he's a different cat. And also, most would categorize you as a bad boy, right?
Oh, yeah, you can tell, Patrick. Before I got my job at VEASAN, I had to scrub all my face tattoos just, you know, to get hired here. So, yeah.
Like Post Malone.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. I got blessed right here, Patrick. Got Steam here.
No,
got RLM right here.
Reverse line movement tattoo. Josh, you're the best.
RLM just right across the dome there.
The best was yesterday when we opened up the Sunday show. I did my spiel, which is probably verbose, and I love hearing myself talk. But then I kicked it to Josh, and within 30 seconds, he said, system match. I was
oh,
like,
yeah.
This
mm-hmm.
is
play this bingo with me, Patrick. Yeah, these are it. Obvious terms you'll hear.
That's
yeah.
where we got to get like a sound effect, like the like a bell or something when we get system match.
It is perfect. It does appear Thursday we've got the top three, and then there's everybody else. Jabari Smith is going to be your favorite to go one overall to the Magic. Chet Holmgren. And then we just had our buddy Thomas Gable on. He said Banchero's getting hit. Okay, those are your three. And then there's a very clear, as far as I'm concerned, you guys can disagree, there's a very clear four in Jaden Ivey. And then it starts to get very interesting. Josh, we'll start with you.
Yeah, so I think, you know, I'm waiting for a lot of these other props, Patrick, because, you know, Ivy's a guy I'm looking at number four, and we don't have a lot of these, you know, like the NFL draft, over-under positions, head-to-head, stuff like that. We should be getting them over the next few days. But the one that we do have, and we have some data to track, is number one overall pick. So if you kind of go back maybe a month or so, it was really kind of 50-50. Jabari Smith from Auburn, Chet Holmgren from Gonzaga. You look at a lot of mock drafts, some have Holmgren one, some have Jabari Smith one. So there's kind of a disagreement here, but really what the market is telling us, and one thing I love to do, guys, low bets, higher dollars. Let's go to these big books. Let's see how many, you know, the percentage of bets and the handle on every single player here. So, you know, use this with Jokic MVP, smart defensive player of the year. Will it win every time? Of course not. But Jabari Smith is my guy here, guys, going number one. He actually opened at minus 105 about a month ago. He's now minus 165. He's taking in 27% of bets, the most of any player here, but 53% of the money. So that's, again, a really good low bets, higher dollar bet split. The line is moving toward Jabari Smith. Now, about a week ago, he got up as high as, I saw one book like minus 500. It was almost like, hey, this is, you know, such a shoe-in that really you can't get any value laying that number. But something popped up. It was an article on ESPN about the president of the Magic, who has the number one overall pick. His name is, I think it's Weltman here, Jeff Weltman. He said that they're still going through their evaluations and they're unclear and they don't know who they're going to take. So kind of on that, you know, and again, is he playing coy? Is it a smokescreen? Who knows? But when that news came out that they're still evaluating, that minus 500 Smith came back down to minus 165. Right. So what I'm getting at is, you know, what is he going somewhere else, West? That could be the case. But also, if you've been waiting to draft Smith or to bet Smith and you missed the good number, he's back down to minus 165. That's a bettable number to me, Wes. But what do you think? It sounds like you got some inside intel there, Wes.
Well, I mean, with Smith, I think part of the reason why it's gone down a little bit is because his weakness really is finishing at the rim. Mm-hmm. I mean, finishing at the rim. I know he had some highlight reel dunks, but if you watched Auburn a lot through the season and his 1 year down playing for Bruce Pearl, this is a guy that's basically a three-point shooter. He stretches the floor, you know, 42% from the three. He's got length and athleticism, so he can defend positions one through four, but he's not a guy that really finishes a lot at the rim. And we kind of saw Jason Tatum struggle with that. That's like the next evolution in his game, where he's got to be able to finish at the rim a little bit better. You don't just want to be a three-point shooter where it's kind of like the reverse of Giannis, where it's like he can finish at the rim whenever the hell he wants. He's just got to be able to be a threat from the outside. So maybe that's a little bit of, I don't want to, it's not buyer's remorse yet, but a little bit of doing their due diligence on Smith. I don't believe that Orlando necessarily wants to draft Chet Holmgren. I think Oklahoma City, Sam Presti, would be very happy if Orlando goes ahead and takes Jabari Smith and then they run to the podium to draft Chet. But I still think Smith is going to go number one, but I don't think Orlando is really 100%. And then we heard Thomas Gable say Boncaro was getting hit. Ivy, a lot of people are looking to trade up to number four. I don't think Ivy wants to go to Sacramento.
He does not.
He has put that out there. Now, his mother, Nyheal Ivy, of course, now the Notre Dame head coach, did play for the Indiana Fever, so I think he'd be cool with playing in Indianapolis. He's put out the Knicks as well. You know, trying to send some screens out there to say, hey, trade up for me. But Josh, I don't know what you've seen in the market. The player that is the most interesting, where you get the biggest schism, I think, in terms of opinion on, where some people love him, some people absolutely say a stay away, is the kid Shaedon Sharpe out of Kentucky. I've seen him going as high as number five, and I've seen him fall into the back end of the lottery because this is a guy that elected to sit out his second semester for Cal.
Yeah, it seems to me like, Wes, and again, I'm waiting on some of these other prop bets, you know, the over-under sharp, 6.5. I'm throwing that out there. I don't know if that's the actual position. But, yeah, I think this is going to be something we got to monitor once these bets drop. Now, if you're looking at number one overall pick, just wanted to mention this, guys. Like, Chet Holmgren, again, this is why it's getting a little bit tighter. And I'm with you, Wes. I think he goes to OKC. But he's getting 24% bets, 35% money. So Holmgren does have a little bit low bets, higher dollars for number one pick. Not quite as, you know, a big of a gap there, obviously, as Jabari Smith, 27%, 53%. But to your point, Paolo Banchero, you're hearing a lot about him. He's still minus 900. He opened plus 350. His odds are actually getting worse here. But this is kind of one way to use these splits to your advantage. If you look at BetMGM, Paolo Banchero is getting 11% of bets to go one overall, but he's only taking in 1.6% of the money. So what does that tell me? It tells me that these are all, like, you know, casual, average Joe type bets on Banchero. Anytime you see much more bets than money, that tells me it's kind of a public bet. Whereas Smith, yes, you're getting the most tickets, 27%, but also almost double the amount of money. So a little bit low bets, higher dollars. But that's one person to watch here. Wes, you're totally right. Sharp and Ivy right now, same sort of thing. 10% bets, only around 2% of the money.
But one, Ivy, very much the inverse of Smith, because he gets to the rim and finishes with authority. Yeah. And also not necessarily a three-point shooter with Ivy, but he did get better from his freshman year to his sophomore year. But I want Wes Reynolds to pump the brakes a little bit because I saw what he did there. The Pacers are selecting six. You know who's selecting five, and that is the Pistons. Ivy to the Pistons. There is no chance. If the Kings know that Ivy doesn't want to play for him and you know they end up eschewing him, the Pistons are going to take Ivy at five.
Which would obviously break the heart of their Central Division compatriot, the Pacers. We'll see if Kevin Pritchard and company elects to trade up. You know, they're trying to build a core there.
You're
going to
get
Tyrese
Keegan
Halliburton.
Murray.
Yeah, that might be the guy that ends up slipping to the Pacers because I don't know how keen, even though he's working out for them. That's the last workout, by the way, for Shaedon Sharpe. He is in Indianapolis today. I don't know if they're totally sold on him.
I don't. Not sure. Great job, Josh. Unskinny Bop. Look it up. Spotify.
Yeah, I guess. I would say, Patrick, though, me and Elise been watching the Pam and Tommy documentary. Does that count like early, like, you know, hair days? I don't know.
Yes. Yes. You nailed it. That documentary fits right into the mix. Josh, you're the best. Market Insights, of course. Betting Across America. Thank you, buddy. Wes, great to work with
you guys
as well.
Be with you, Patrick.
Odds On next here. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.